Hello, I'm Wicked Sub, and today I'm going to be answering questions from the short and sweet questionnaire from Big Titty Emo Girlfriend. Amazing username, by the way. Love it. Okay, so first question. What was it like recording your first audio? Well, considering that I recorded it like 7 years ago, I think I posted it on February 20th of 2014. I don't remember. I looked it up and the name of it is A Quickie with My Vibrator. And I put in the description, I was rather exhausted after two orgasms, but I just had to have a third. So I probably, what was it like? I find those types of audios where I'm already in the middle of, well, I should say the type of audios that are masturbation audios, where I'm already in the middle of things, or I've already had an orgasm or two. Those types of audios perhaps are a little bit easier maybe to record because things are just like already happening. So hopefully it was easy. I don't know. I mean, I was probably freaking terrified to post it. I was terrified just to post my verification. I was like so shy and nervous. And I mean, I still am to a certain degree. And I know that's not just me. I've heard other performers talk about, even those that have been around a while, like every time you post a new audio, it's still that same like nervousness. But it's kind of nice that hasn't gone away, I think. It's kind of a nice feeling. Next question. Do you record when you have a chance or only during specific times? I just record when I have the chance to. It just completely and totally depends. A lot of it is just my stupid neighbors that are really loud and playing music or mowing their lawns or doing construction or some other bullshit. So it just really varies on when I can actually record, which, yeah, is frustrating. Fuck my neighbors. God damn it. Like, today, before I recorded this questionnaire, all my neighbors were doing all of the above that I just listed. And I just said to myself, I'm going to record it anyway, because fuck it. Okay. Next question. Do you record safe for work or not safe for work audios typically? Do you have a preference? If so, which and why? Typically, my audios are not safe for work. I don't know what you would consider this type of audio. The questionnaire is because sometimes the questions are like, or the answers are, I don't know, I feel like they're not safe for work, even if it's not an audio of actual sex stuff happening. But yeah, most of my audios are not safe for work. Yeah, my preference. I like doing both, I guess. It just depends on my mood. That's kind of always how it's been with this hobby. Just depends on my mood. So yeah, next question. Do you listen to safe for work or not safe for work audios? Do you have a preference? If so, which and why? I would say lately I listen to more not safe for work audios than safe for work. I mean, I guess you could consider podcasts and stuff like a safe for work thing. I'm really picking this question apart and not answering it properly. If we're talking about audios in this hobby, right, this sort of audio porn universe, I certainly listen to more not safe for work audios than safe for work. And that's definitely my preference. I don't really always listen to them for porn reasons. I just sometimes listen, or I should say oftentimes listen, just because sorry, I had to just check my microphone that there wasn't anything leaning against it. Gosh, where was I? Oh, right. Talking about listening to audios and my various reasons for doing so. But I sort of treat them like, I guess, audio plays, audio dramas, which is, to be fair, is what some of them basically are. But I like listening to them for the entertainment value. And just hearing what people can come up with and hearing or listening to people's performances and acting and just, I don't know, I'm always interested in hearing what people in this community have like come up with and what stories they've created and what characters they've created and how all of that fits together. And that's been something that I've really enjoyed, you know, from the beginning, 7, 8, whatever years ago, is listening to that stuff and learning from other people and just being entertained. I love this hobby. I love listening to audios. So, next question. What is the funniest out of context thing you've had to do for an audio so far? So I'm kind of cheating with my answer here because the first thing that came to mind was this audio I did, and the title is, oh no, I had it pulled up and now I've lost it. It is called The Wet Public Punishment. And, you know, with my pee audios, they I think all can be considered kind of ridiculous if you're like, if somebody walked in as I and like saw me as I was recording them, it's pretty bananas, the whole like setup. And I don't know, I feel like seeing it, like if somebody just walked in, I feel like it would be really ridiculous looking. And that audio that I mentioned just a bit ago that I've already forgot the name of. What was it? The Wet Public Punishment. So that one kind of stuck out to me because it was set, I think my character was in a cafeteria or like in a like a food court, maybe in a mall or something. And I think she was maybe on the phone with her dom. I'm so terrible. I can't remember the whole story. But what I do remember is in the audio, she peed while like sitting on a chair in public in, I think it was a food court or something like that with other people around. And with my audios, I always strive for believability, I guess is the right word, but I want it to sound as real as possible always. That's always, always, always my goal. If I can do my own sound effects versus trying to find ones and paste them into the audio and make them sound like they're a part of the audio, which can sometimes be really freaking hard. So I really try to always do my own sound effects. So yeah, all of my P audios, those are all real. That's, none of that is like fake sounds. That's me actually, you know, doing it. So for this particular audio, I really wanted it to sound like I was sitting on a chair peeing on a like a hard surface, because usually I use like a waterproof blanket. So to do that, I sat on a chair in my kitchen and peed all over my kitchen floor because I just wanted it to sound as authentic, I guess, as possible. So that probably is up there on the list of feeling kind of crazy regarding recording my pee audios, was like and I think I had to time it to where my fridge wasn't on because I didn't want to unplug my fridge to record. So I think I had to like wait until my fridge wasn't making any noise and then record it and like hope to God that my fridge didn't turn back on. Yeah, like it's pretty crazy. I mean, if we're going to talk about that, there's like, you know, turning the heat off or the air conditioning off and then recording. I have audios that I recorded when I try to always have the the furnace or the air conditioning or whatever off so that doesn't pick up on the mic. And I have audios where I'm just dying of heat, I'm just like absolutely overheating. But I don't want that sound to come through in the audio. So, I don't know if I'm being a little too honest with this stuff, but I promise, like, I do really enjoy recording. I don't want this to sound like I don't. I really enjoy the challenge, actually, of creating sound effects and what, you know, thinking of what can I do to make this sound like how I hear it in my head or like how the script has it written. So that's not out of context. Going back to the question, what's the funniest out of context thing I've had to do for an audio? But my P audios are fun and messy and ridiculous. And I don't know. I probably have other answers for this question, but that's certainly the one that came to mind first. Next question. Everyone always asks if you've ever been caught masturbating, but I want to know, have you ever been caught recording an audio? I don't think I have. It's been like 7 years. My memory is terrible. Like, I feel like I would remember if that actually happened. So my answer is going to be no. Next question. What is a scene you would love to do but haven't done it yet? What has stopped you? Oh my goodness. So I was going through my document that lists all of my audio ideas and like little script tidbits here and there. So lately it's been dual voice audios. So me doing at least two voices in the same audio. I have various ideas for that type of audio that like I'm so excited about and that really turned me on and that I really want to record. But those types of audios are tough. How I record them, and I'm sure people record them differently than I do, I record the one voice, do the whole thing, and then edit all of it. So I record it to get it all done and final, edited all of that. And then I listen to the audio with headphones while I record the second voice. And the difficult part that I create for myself is I do it all in one take because I don't want to pause it and then try to remember like where in the other voice audio I was, and I don't know, like I'm probably making it more difficult. I don't know. I've always been curious on how other performers do those types of audios or how they record the second voice. But I'm not someone that does one take. I am constantly messing up and editing, and my like audios are always a mess. I spend an incredible amount of time editing. So that's how I've done them in the past. So yeah, I definitely have dual voice audios, some ideas there that are really exciting. And I don't know, I really want to record them, but we'll see. Some other audios or scenes that I would love to do. I have some ideas that are based on a particular manga / anime that I have little tidbits written for. So I don't know. I would also really like to record those. I'm a little nervous about doing it because I don't see a ton of that type of audio. I love that type of audio. It's like basically like fanfic, but it's audio, fan audio. I don't really know what you would call it, but I love those types of audios and I don't see them a whole lot and I would love to record some. But there's always like or at least for me, if I'm playing another character or an established character, that a lot of people might be really familiar with. That's scary, definitely. Because like I don't sound exactly like that character. I wouldn't go for that anyway. I know some people do, but I don't have the guts or the confidence for that, I suppose. And I have other ideas as well that I'm like waffling on, some other ideas that I'm a little nervous about posting or recording even. And I won't go into detail as much as I would love to, just in case I do end up doing them. But yeah, I think I have some ideas that are controversial. I don't know. It's this weird mixed feeling of the parts of the audio that are a little suspect. Like on one hand, they make me really nervous to think about, but on the other hand, they're like a huge turn on. So, yeah, I don't know. I got so many. I'm just scrolling through my document right now, but yeah, exciting stuff. Next question. What is a scene you'd love to see someone else do, but haven't been able to find yet? Oh God, I'm sure I have like a laundry list for this question. Of course, they've all left my brain, but I mean, in general, I love to hear more male victim audios, more P audios from men and women. Actually, I do have a more specific answer for this question. So I got this idea from this fanfic that I read. I'm not going to say what fandom it's from, but this fanfic, I wish it was an audio, but this fanfic was like really, it was like this really wild and like crazy and violent sex scene. And it was just like dirty and sloppy and sexy. And it ended with, it was with two guys, but the audio, like I wouldn't care about like what gender or whoever was in the audio if like I requested this, like anybody could do it. But it ended with like they were done fucking and they came and it was just like they were, you know, exhausted, and the guy on the bottom that had just been fucked, he came and he was just like so spent and fucked up, he just started peeing, and he just didn't give a fuck. It was just like, everything is already a mess. This bed's a mess. I'm a mess. He's a mess. It's just like, who the fuck cares? And that was like ridiculously hot to me that it was, and I don't really know how to explain that, or if there's like a term for that or anything, but it was just sort of like, it's so messy and I just don't care and I'm just going to pee myself. And I was like, holy fuck, that is so hot. So I am not aware of any audios with that type of content. So yes, please, that. I would like that. Next question. Are you multilingual? Do you ever bring that into your audios? Why or why not? I'm not, but I really enjoy multilingual audios and I would love to see and hear more of those. So if you know of anyone or if you yourself are multilingual, then maybe give it a go. I think like those are so hot. I mean, even if I don't understand the other language, it's still like, I mean, depending on what's happening in the audio, it's still like really sexy to hear, even if it's in a different language, to hear somebody enjoying themselves. And because that, all of that feeling still comes through in the voice, which is why I love audio porn so much, because so much, you can just get so much of that feeling just through the voice alone. Oh, I love it so much. So yeah, that's really hot. Those are, I don't see those types of audios very often, but I'm always really happy when I see them, because I think because of that, because it's underserved. And so I think that's freaking awesome. Next question. If you could have any accent, what accent would you pick? Oh, my Lord. I don't know if I could choose. I have a lot of accents that I really enjoy listening to, like a lot. So I don't think I could choose as far as myself. I don't know. But oh, man, I'm definitely a fan of a lot of different type of accents. And again, that's why I love this whole hobby and this whole community so much, is because you get people from all over the world that have all different types of accents and languages and in feelings and how they express themselves. And it's like one of those things that I think, like, thank you, internet. You know, like, the internet isn't always great, but we can have a community like this that can all come together. Pun halfway intended there, but I think it's great. So yeah, those are my answers. Thank you so much for listening.